What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, my name is Lexi Howell, and I'm super excited to talk to you guys about something that many people don't like to share, but we're going to talk about it today, and that very thing is shame. Lately, I've been putting into practice scripture, specifically James 5:16, so much so that I know the scripture like the back of my hand. Now, I want to break down the scripture as I talk to you about what I've been learning throughout it in my life and how I've applied it. But James 5:16 talks about confess your sins one to another and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person avails much. So there's so many good things in that scripture alone, so many things that God has revealed to me in that scripture alone as I've walked out the confession of my sins and my struggles and my addictions with my accountability partners. This is why community is key. This is why it's important to have believers who also genuinely love the Lord and who genuinely love you to walk alongside of you as you live for Jesus. And I have that, and I'm thankful for it, because life is hard and the struggle is real, but Jesus knows it all, and he's got people around us that can help us in those times. And so I'm thankful for those who walk with me in the highs and the lows of my life. And there have been quite a few lows and quite a few confessions, but there's been such freedom and healing, as the scripture says, that comes on the other side of my confession. Now, in the struggles that I have, I don't really have new struggles that I struggle with. I have habitual struggles, something that I struggle with over and over and over again, something that has constantly waged war with me, and I have not found complete victory over it yet. And so, here lately, there's been a struggle of mine that I've had, and I've confessed it to my accountability partners and just revealed to them the struggle, the shortcoming, and what the scripture is saying to me. And so, with this confess your sins one to another, confession is hard. It is very difficult to tell someone that you are struggling in an area, especially if it's an area that you've been struggling in, an area that you shouldn't be struggling in anymore. And so that's really hard to confess it whenever that struggle comes up in your life, whenever you fall prey to the temptation, whenever you say the thing that you weren't supposed to say or do the act that you weren't supposed to do. It's very hard to tell someone that you did it. And so the second part of that says, confess your sins one to another. This is why community is key. This is why it's very good to talk to people. Definitely confess your sins to the Lord. He definitely needs to hear your heart, because he's the only one that can heal your heart truly. But it's important, and Jesus knew this when he walked on the earth, that it's important to have people that you can physically see to talk with and let them lead you to the one who created the things that you can and cannot see, which is the Lord. And so confessing your sins to each other, there is the part that I think many people miss, and I try not to miss it, especially when other people confess to me, and that's prayer. It's important that we tell people what we're struggling with, but if we don't invite Jesus into it, then why are we even confessing? There's no reason to confess if we don't talk to God about it, who has the ability, who has all power and authority to bring us victory. And so I've found myself lately confessing quite a bit of a specific habitual sin to my accountability partners. And in it, I have found healing every single time I've confessed. The times that I've held it in because of shame, because I didn't want them to judge me again about the thing that I'm bringing before them. I didn't want them to look down on me for something that I'm bringing to them again. And what I found is the longer I kept in my confession, the sicker I got inside, the more that it jumbled up my mind, the more that my body felt nauseous. I physically felt my confession being kept in my heart because shame was knocking on the door of my life. And I didn't want to be judged. I didn't want to be belittled. I didn't want to be put down. And they never have. My accountability partners have never belittled me or put me down or made me feel ashamed. It's the lie of the enemy that if I tell people what I've been through, then they're just going to shame me. And it's the shame that I'm faced with that keeps me quiet from confessing. But on the other side of our confession is healing. So really all of that is to say, if there's something that you're going through, you need to tell someone who genuinely loves the Lord and genuinely loves you so that you can find the healing that the Lord has for you. Because there is healing for you, and it's on the other side of confession. There's a scripture, Hebrews 12, it talks about throwing off the things that easily entangle us and fixing our eyes on Jesus and running the race well and all these different things. And then the author of Hebrews shifts his writing and then he says, now let's look at Jesus. This is what Jesus did. Disregarding the shame of him hanging on the cross. He disregarded that and he endured the cross. He endured the cross so that you and I could experience life and salvation. And so what Jesus modeled there on the cross, he's been whipped, he's been beaten, he's been spit on, he's been all of these things, and he is being faced with shame, but he disregards what he looks like because he saw you and I in the future, knowing that there is victory for us now. And so I've taken that scripture, applied it to my life, and my confession is that I'm not going to let shame stop me from confessing and from getting my healing. And so I'm going to confess my struggles to people who love me and who love the Lord so that I can find healing, and I'm going to be that person to someone else. Maybe there's something that you need to confess. Maybe there's something that you need to do. Be honest. Be honest with the Lord. Be honest with people and go and get your healing. Don't worry about shame because shame is a lie of the enemy. There is freedom for you and he doesn't want it for you, but I do and so does the Lord. And so my encouragement, my plea, I urge you to confess your sins to one another and pray for each other so that you may be healed. I hope this has encouraged you somehow, some way, but if you keep that very thing that you're struggling with inside, it's not going to help you. In fact, it's going to hurt you. You're not going to find healing unless you talk about it, unless you confess it and pray over it, inviting Jesus in. I pray that healing for you. I pray that you will find the courage to confess, that you will find the courage to explain to people what you're going through, and that you would find the healing and experience the healing that Jesus has for you. I love you guys so much, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye, y'all.